The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And the Daily Briefing airs at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. every day, and it's where you can get your daily resources and updates related to our pandemic and what's going on in our state and region and community. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. They got lots of good information there. Everything related to what are the work requirements, what are the current restrictions, what are we allowed to do, what's going on with vaccines. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line, if you want to call and talk to someone, is staffed 7 days a week at from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You could also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone in English or other languages. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. A number of mental wellness, support phone lines, and text services are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress and getting referrals is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741741. Teenagers can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline. That's 366-789-1511. Now on to our state-level information for today. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was granted emergency use authorization by federal authorities, as well as a work group of experts from the Western State Pact, who all unanimously concluded the vaccine is safe and efficacious. And this all happened last week and over the weekend. Initial vaccine doses have gone out to 40 facilities in 29 counties in our state, as well as one pharmacy serving long-term care facilities, and two tribal nations and one Indian health facility. In Pierce County, MultiCare is the first to receive the vaccine doses for our county, and the hospital system expects to start vaccinating staff on Friday. Further information can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section, as well as at the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov. You can also find vaccine information at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org. The State Department of Health notes that while COVID-19 vaccines won't be available for the general public for really quite some time, they're prioritizing healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities, most members of the public can and should get their flu vaccines. If you don't have yours yet, you can find a location at vaccinefinder.org. There's even free flu vaccines happening in our county this week. I'll get to that in just a little bit. The Washington Employment Security Department, also known as unemployment, is offering webinars this week through Friday in order to help Washingtonians apply for unemployment benefits or restart unemployment claims. The sessions are free and are designed to help applicants understand this process and avoid common mistakes that hold up your unemployment benefits. See the schedule and sign up at esd.wa.gov/UIwebinars. The Washington State Department of Health is holding two online webinars to address frequently asked questions and myths and misunderstandings about vaccines in the era of COVID-19. The panel discussions will feature experts in the fields of virology and medicine from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and the Latino Center for Health. The English language session will take place tonight, that's Tuesday, December 15th at 5 p.m., and a Spanish language session will be held on Thursday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. Washington residents can register for either or both webinars in advance and submit their vaccine questions. Links to each can be found by going online to coronavirus.wa.gov and looking in the news section. Or if you're like me and you have Facebook and you got ads and you don't have an ad blocker, you might be getting notifications and sponsored ads for these webinars as well. Those who are unable to attend those webinars should still register because a link to a recording of the webinar will be emailed to you afterwards. Also, the Washington State Department of Health announced yesterday that it will be disabling text message notifications for its subscription email topics beginning at the end of this month, that's December 22nd, in order to save on costs. Those who only subscribe by text and wish to continue receiving notifications are advised to create a new account and register by email. No action is necessary for those who already have an email subscription. Moving on to regional news. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 194 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. That was on Monday. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks was 345, and the 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in our county was 535. Now, for reference, community spread of COVID-19 is said to be under control when that figure is below 25 per 100,000 residents, and we're sitting up there at 535. And yesterday, the governor issued a moratorium on any efforts to dissolve or dismantle existing health departments across the state, with a few exceptions. This means that the vote scheduled to take place, well, now, by the Pierce County Council on Bill number 2020-316, which would have put an end to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, is effectively moot. The proclamation is in effect as long as the COVID-19 state of emergency exists in order to ensure continuity and stability of public health efforts throughout the pandemic. The only exception to the rule is if all parties agree to the termination. The department itself and the city of Tacoma were in opposition to the Pierce County Council bill. The other exception to the rule is if one party receives approval from the Washington State Department of Health to begin dissolution. You can still give your input to the Pierce County Council by calling 253-798-7777. And for Tacoma news and information, students in grades 3 through 5 who attend lots of elementary schools, they include Lister, Bowes, Sheridan, Blix, Burney, Larchmont, Fawcett, DeLong, Edison, Manitou Park, Jenny Reed, and Whitman, you're eligible to sign up for online ELO or extended learning opportunities at tacomaelo.com. Registration closes on December 17th. Activities during this session include sketch club, hip-hop, step, world drumming, and ukulele. All activities are conducted and attended virtually. The Hilltop Action Coalition is facilitating Hilltop Holiday Crawl to support local businesses through December 20th. Individuals can stop by the Hilltop Action Coalition for a passport, face masks, and sanitizer between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 1116 Ernest S. Brazil Street in the Hilltop neighborhood. More information can be found online at hilltopcrawl.com. The Tacoma Public Library has created TPL book bundles for early and emergent readers that focus on themes like animals, vehicles, the great outdoors, alphabets and numbers, and board books. While the library building is closed to the public in order to comply with restrictions designed to reduce the spread of COVID-19, patrons can still check out books, that's physical books, through online reservation and curbside pickup. Visit tacomalibrary.org and click on TPL now. As usual, there are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For our King County listeners, you can visit kingcounty.gov. Note that King County is no longer allowing individuals to book free COVID-19 tests multiple days in advance, and that's in order to discourage would-be holiday travelers and really to prioritize those who've been exposed or those who are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events for the remainder of the week include tomorrow, December 16th, at Metro Parks Candle Park and at the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. Also at those testing locations, there will be adult flu vaccine clinics as well. On Thursday, December 17th, you can get tested for COVID-19 in the Puyallup Fairgrounds Blue Lot and at Centro Latino. On Friday, December 18th, there'll be testing at Tacoma Nazarene Church and at Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church in Gig Harbor. For all of those Tacoma Pierce County Health Department events, there's no ID that is required at all. It's free. It's open to anyone. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I sure appreciate you joining me for the Daily Briefing. That's all I've got for you today. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org, or you can listen again at 6 p.m. for our replays. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, or you can call us or text us.